Supreme Court has upheld Income Tax Appellate Tribunal's finding that activity of filling of cylinder with compressed LPG gas amounts to production for the purposes of Sections 80HH, 80I and 80IA of Income Tax Act. Supreme Court has accepted Environment Pollution Authority's new outdoor advertisement policy aimed at curbing illegal hoardings and giving Delhi an aesthetic look while ensuring safety of road commuters. Supreme Court has rapped Karnataka government for asking 14.80 lakh rupees to provide escort to People's Democratic Party, PDP, leader and accused in the Bengaluru blast case Abdul Nasser Mordani. Supreme Court has allowed 10 MBBS aspirants, who are overseas citizens, OC card holders, and have passed NEET, to participate in the second counselling to MBBS BDS course to be held this the 17th of August. Supreme Court has directed Union Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change and State of Karnataka to file affidavits, within 1 week, as to whether the state has filed an application for forest and environment clearance in relation to Khulsa Bandara project in Western Ghats. Delhi High Court has reiterated the settled position of law that selection criteria cannot be changed after admission process is over, while hearing plea against Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, which had conducted a recruitment drive for post of junior operator grade I in February 2011. Bombay High Court, while observing that Maharashtra city taxi rules discriminated between black and yellow cabs and mobile app-based services, has asked state government to be more rational to allow fair competition. Bombay High Court, while appointing nodal officers statewide for citizens to get complaints about potholes solved, has lambasted BMC, asking how many more lives would be lost due to potholes in Mumbai. Bombay High Court has rebuked Airports Authority of India for taking a serious issue like security at Mumbai Airport and its surroundings very casually. Bombay High Court, while upholding tribunal order deleting addition in respect of unutilized CENVAT credit to closing stock, has held that irrespective of method of accounting followed, the unutilized CENVAT credit does not constitute income as per provisions of Section 145A of Income Tax Act. Delhi High Court has held that search warrant and notice for assessment proceedings issued US 148 of Income Tax Act, 1961 is invalid if the same was issued to a non-existent entity. Goods and Services Tax Network, GSTN, will open the facility of filing returns from the 5th of August 2017. By this, the first GST return for the month of July can be filed till the 20th of August.